Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to Empowerment 365, 365 Days of Motivation and Empowerment for You. I'm Marvin Brown, your host, and today we have another very, very special episode for you today. So if you would sit back and relax and learn something about you, and hopefully if we continue this process together, you can begin to grow to become the best person that you can be, and your life will begin to change for the better. And as always, what we do here at Empowerment 365 is start our day off with the Empowerment Pledge. And if you would, just for a moment, sit back, just relax, and listen and learn. I will work on myself. And if you would, every day, take the time to work on yourself, work on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pains. If you would be willing to take the time to evaluate yourself and to take a moment to just think, ponder, figure out, examine, and come up with a course or a direction for your life that you want to go in, and then pursue it. And there's some steps here that we can help you with to become the best person that you can be, but it all starts with you. And you in this concept is the individual within. And it's not your body, but it is the part of you that you can't see, the observer of the world. And so if you would, as you continue to look out into your reality, just know that you have the opportunity every day to become the best person that you can be. And this is a step-by-step process of allowing you to do that for yourself. So acknowledge that every day you're getting better one day at a time. And that's all that it is. It is one day at a time. And that process will allow you to do that. And every day we begin with gratitude. We start our day with gratitude, being thankful for the things that we do have. And you have to become thankful and grateful for the things that you do have in your life. You have to humble yourself. You have to put yourself in a position where you are focusing on your goal of working on yourself, and everyone knows what they need to work on. Now, sometimes we delude ourselves and confuse ourselves about what it is that we need to be doing, but if we pay perfect attention, if we take the quiet periods and time to relax and time to reflect and time to monitor your thoughts and feelings, it will be very obvious to you what direction you should go in. And as our egos continue to play a major role in the things that we do and the things that we think and the things that we say, it is imperative that you begin to take control of your life, take control of yourself, take control of your mind, and become the director of a very powerful person who is able to think and feel and emote for himself or herself at every second. And that's what it's all about. Today, we're going to talk about what's holding you back. And with this process of empowerment, observation is important. You have to learn to observe yourself. Observe your feelings. Observe your thoughts. Observe your emotions. And begin to see very clearly what's going on in your life. See very clearly the things that you need to work on and change. It is all up to you. And so as we begin this process of empowerment, begin to ask yourself the question, what's holding me back? As we look at ourselves, we have to decide, what are the things that are truly holding me back? And these things can be in many places, in many areas. It could be physical. It could be mental. It could be emotional. What are the obstacles that are holding you back? What are the shackles that are holding you back from becoming the best person that you could be? What is that thing that continues to plague you day after day? keeping you off balance, keeping you from being upright and steady every day in your life. And we're all pursuing emotional and mental stability. We're all pursuing balance within our lives. We're all pursuing healthy physical bodies. We want to be mentally and emotionally healthy. So the question is, what's holding you back? What are the things in your lives that you have to begin to reconcile? What are the things in your life that are very challenging for you that you continue to dismiss over and over again? How many times have you said to yourself, I'm going to complete this goal? And then once you get to the goal and complete the goal, still find yourself unfulfilled and unsatisfied. And as you continue to chase your tail or run on a hamster's wheel, knowing that until you truly begin to work on yourself, truly begin to create the balance that you need and have the faith in yourself to know that you're here for a very divine purpose. And if you can continue to work on yourself and to begin to develop focus, begin to practice looking at those things that you know you need to work on and change will begin to appear in your life. You have to begin to work on those things that you know you need to work on and change. You have to have the courage to change. You have to have the courage to work on yourself. You have to have the courage to tell yourself no over and over and over again. And if you truly want to be the best manager or the best governor of yourself, you have to make some decisions. You have to tell your body what to do. You have to tell your mind what to do. You, the individual within, has to tell your ego what to do. And you have to sit yourself down and begin to line up parts of your personalities and tell them what they need to do. Now, I know that's kind of unusual to hear, but you have to tell yourself no. You're going to have the courage to stare yourself in the face and say no to some things. And just like you would with any child, you have to do that. And if you are able to see yourself as you are, with your many aspects and many parts of your personality, you will see that you have to become the dominant leader within yourself. How do you do that? You have to begin a daily practice of discipline, consistency, observation, recognition, acknowledgement, and a daily routine of continuing to work on yourself, work on your goals, work on your mindset, work on your thinking, work on the things that you know you need to work on and change. And to do this, every day you must put forth the simple effort of trying to become consistent. And it's developing a pattern or a way in which you are consistently working on yourself. And in this process, the first major key is to begin to understand your own mind. Begin to understand your feelings. Begin to understand your moods. And then understand how your past has impacted your present life, your current life, and even your future life. You have to be able to take a look at yourself as you are, the constructs that you develop, that you made a part of your constant reality, some of your beliefs that you've acquired that continue to keep you spinning your wheels, some of the ideas about your own self, and the ways in which you view yourself, from the very color and texture of your skin to the very color and texture of your hair. And as you begin to identify with your physical body, you have to begin to take a step back from that as well. You have to take a step back from your emotions and your feelings. And you have to begin to balance these things with the knowledge and understanding that you are the manager. You the individual within is the director. And if you would take time every day to quiet yourself, to begin to listen, to begin practicing the aspects of the empowerment process, simply trying to work on yourself. You make an effort today to examine the things that hold you back, your consistent inconsistencies, and you begin to practice every day working on yourself. Can you make a bonding, unbreakable agreement with yourself about how you will begin to conduct your life and your life's activities? And all it takes is a covenant followed by consistency. And this consistency that I'm speaking of is the consistency of supporting your agreement with yourself. And you'll always hear me say, you can lie to everyone else, but you cannot lie to yourself. And every year what we do is we make these resolutions and then we drop them. And we make so many changes in our lives. We make mental changes and we make physical changes. And we even make emotional changes trying to find that thing that's going to make us feel whole, make us feel complete. We always wind up in the same place. And there are lots of you out there that read books. And lots of you out there have subscribed to magazines and programs that will do the job temporarily. But this process of empowerment has you doing the work on yourself. This process has you to be the author, to examine yourself, to examine your ways, to ask the questions, what is it that is holding me back and how can I become a better person? How can I now look myself in the mirror and become confident in all of my ways? And can you look at yourself? Doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. No, we all do need to take care of ourselves. There's no doubt about that. But the most important aspect is the character, the content of your character. What kind of person are you? Are you living your life in a way that reflects the true you? Are you living your life in a way that doesn't require you to lie? Are you living your life in a way that doesn't require you to be false? Are you living your life in a way that does not require you to deceive yourself? What is it that's holding you back? What's stopping you from reaching that goal? What changes do you need to make internally? So we can fix the outside, we can have our surgeries, we can have our cosmetic adjustments. You can change that. You can drop 5 pounds or you can pick up 50. But it is still going to be on the inside. It's still going to be inside of your mind, inside of your thoughts, that change comes. Once this change comes after your consistent practice of working on yourself, getting better and getting stronger and acknowledging that you're becoming better every day, this process is just one day at a time. Get better one day at a time. Change your life one day at a time. And inside of those 24 hours, if you could just dedicate a little time to stilling yourself and becoming quiet, acknowledging some things about yourself that you know you need to change, looking yourself in the eye, very confident, and saying, I will work on myself. I will make a commitment today of honoring myself by working on myself. If you could just do that, you can begin every day to start your day with gratitude. Now, all I'm saying is start your day being thankful for your life. You can just do that if you can acknowledge that there is something special about you and about your life. Then you're on your way. I encourage you to continue to put forth the effort to find ways in which you can grow, in which you can change, in which you can get out of your own way. There are many of us creating obstacles for ourselves right now because we're doing it to ourselves. We're creating obstacles. We're finding ways to sabotage ourselves. Are you the one that's holding you back? Are you the one that continues to keep that shackle around your own mind, on your own leg, on your own hands? Because sometimes it's us. We often want to blame others for our circumstances and our lifestyles and our living conditions, but I dare say sometimes you have to look at yourself. What are you creating with your thoughts? What are you creating every day to add on to life that you created, the pattern that you created of thinking about how your life will be and how your life will turn out and how much of your thinking every day is negative? How much of your everyday thinking tends to be negative or in some way not prosperous and not moving forward? And think about if you were in a pattern of thinking for 10 or 15 or 20 years that developed the same results for your life because you consistently thought the same thoughts. You did the same things you always do. And even if you develop new friends or new hobbies, and then you eventually go back to doing the same things that you used to do. And so it is a daily reminder that we're working on ourselves and that we're not perfect, but every day we're striving for excellence. We're striving to become that better person, to become the one that is able to stand balanced, the one that can focus his or her mind on the task ahead, the task at hand. And I challenge you to focus on yourself. Focus your thoughts on how you think. And then focus your thoughts on why you think what you think. And if you can begin to examine the origins of your thought, of your current mindsets that state your beliefs so concretely, and these forms of thought begin to take hold in your life, and you begin to respond to those thoughts as if they were real, that you have an established pattern of thinking and established patterns of behavior that are consistent. Now, we practice consistency every day with doing negative things. And we practice consistency in making sure that if we don't supposed to be eating donuts and we eat them, but can we be consistent at working at ourselves? And can you out there right now, can you make a covenant agreement with yourself? Can you set a goal today that for the next 9 days, just 9 days, I will begin to work on changing myself? Work on changing my routines. Now, I'm not saying go and make a complete overhaul of your life. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying commit to a daily process of working on yourself, of being able to sit very quietly and monitor your feelings, your moods, and your emotions, and begin to establish a set of goals, work toward completing those goals and working on putting forth the effort every day to demonstrate your ability, developing that confidence in yourself that you need, that when you walk in the room, others will know it. Others will see the empowerment on you because you've done the job of working on yourself. You develop your confidence by being consistent and working on yourself. And as you go through the world communicating that you have now a very positive mindset and that your ways of thinking and feeling is good, and you begin to practice gratitude, and you begin to remain humble, and you begin to provide service to others, you begin to develop aspects of yourself and of your life that allow you to now expand your thinking, and that you're not trapped in your moods and your emotions and your feelings, and that you can manage all of those things very well, and that you are now completely in control of yourself and your life. And can you, the individual within, begin to work on yourself, begin to grow, begin to honor your covenants with yourself and others, and you become the example of what working on yourself every day can be. If you could just do that, if you could just simply try, if you could just work on yourself, if you could just step out of the shackle, if you could just walk around or climb over or go through the obstacles, and if you can break through your own barriers or the barriers that have been created for you by other people, states of mind, feelings and moods and emotions that you claim to be yours that are not. Today, I'm asking you to work on yourself, examine your ways, and attempt to become the best person that you can be. Look at what's holding you back. Make a plan. Put forth the effort to simply try. Demonstrate your ability every day, and you will see the change that you desire to see in your life within yourself. And it all starts with you, the individual within, that continues to create balance through his or her own focus. And if you can focus your mind, focus on the things that are important, where are you putting your interest and your attention? Where is your attention going on a daily basis? Where are you focusing your thoughts? Where are you directing your attention every day? And wherever you find your mind, that's where you are. And so I challenge you today to begin to practice focus. Practice working on yourself. Develop your focus and remain steadfast, focused toward your goals of working on yourself and finding your purpose for your life. That makes a difference. You have to begin to do the work of working on yourself. Make a pledge, make a commitment, make a covenant, become consistent working on yourself today and every day. And you got it. But it's up to you. The individual within can do that. Humble yourself, practice gratitude every day, practice forgiveness. You're on your way to working on yourself today and every day. We're not perfect, but we're striving for excellence every day, just one day at a time. And so with that being said, it is now time for quiet relaxation. And this relaxation will just allow you to calm yourself, to put yourself in a very relaxed state. And if you practice every day taking a few moments, quiet relaxation, calming your mind, focusing, evaluating, assessing, listening, hearing, you will begin to understand yourself. Examine what's driving you, what patterns that you're in, and then create a new pattern that works for you. Examine your patterns of feeling, of mood, of behavior, of action, of activity. It goes all the way back to your childhood. Now, there's some work to be done, but you can do it. Now, relax your forehead. Just breathe in. Close your eyes. Sit back and relax. Relax your ears. Breathe in. Relax your face. Relax your eyes. Just let go. Let go and be free. There's no worries. No cares. Just you. Sit with yourself. Breathe in. Slowly relax. Just relax your shoulders. Just let them drop, feeling free. Yes, that's it. Relax your neck. I'm relaxing my neck right now. Relax your back. Relax your abdomen. Relax your legs. Thighs and your hamstrings. Relax your knees, your joints, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Feeling completely relaxed. Think and feel healing throughout your body. Project healing. Feel healing throughout your body. I'm healing my hurt right now. Letting go of the hurt. Letting go of the pain. Just breathe in. Relax. Release. You are someone special. There is someone listening to my voice that needs to know this. You are someone special. You can do this. Find your purpose and become. You can do this. You can do this. Feeling good and relaxed and peaceful. Feeling good about yourself. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. And that's quiet relaxation. You can do that every day. You can work on yourself every day. You can just sit quietly every day. Just a few minutes of gratitude. Just a few minutes of humility. Just a few moments of praise. Just a few moments of love for yourself. And you've got it. So this has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment for you. I am your empowerment coach, Marvin Rome, and I'm glad you joined me today. Join us on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Hit me up on Facebook, like some of my stuff, and hit me on Twitter at Marvin, Twitter at Marvin V. Rome. At the Empowerment on Twitter. Okay? All right, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope that we can meet again. Empowerment 365, today and every day. We're changing the world one day at a time, and you can do that too, just by working on yourself. So be good to someone. Love on yourself. We have plenty to do, so let's get to work on our. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace. It's gonna be a bright.
bright.